This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest, meatiest, center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
It's 8-17-17. Yes, ladies and gentlemen, it's already Thursday, the 17th day of August, 2017. We're going to be live here for the next 4 hours, as we are every weekday, Central Standard Time, coming to you from deep in the heart of Texas. I am in Seattle, Washington. In studio in Austin, Texas, we have Gary Haven, entrepreneur, billionaire, creator of Curves, private pilot, investigative journalist, filmmaker, you name it. We also have Owen Schroyer riding shotgun today. And then we have a full slate. We have Roger Stone, former head of the Trump campaign, in studio today, coming up in the third and fourth hour. We have Pastor Rodney Howard, who's part of the religious council that goes and prays with Trump, who first reported a month ago the plan in Congress, where they are telling Congress, get behind us, we're going to kill him, and we're going to basically kill anybody else that doesn't get in line with a military coup. Well, the military is on the side of the globalists, but they're selling the hoax that Trump is going down. So that's all coming up. They're also selling a hoax that I said Charlottesville never happened, or it was all actors, or the Jews did it. I never said that. I talked about leftist groups, black leftist groups, Jewish leftist groups. All have been caught doing false flags. All have been caught posing as Nazis at other events to get the race garbage going. And coming up, I'm going to show a whole bunch of mainstream news articles confirming all of that. Because it's not about defending myself. It's about showing how mainstream media lies. They say, I said Jews were actors and did Charlottesville and it was fake. Never said that. I said 18 years ago, I'd been at events, and out of many groups I saw of leftists out there, sometimes I saw folks that were later connected to the ADL, Southern Poverty Law Center, and others. And that's been in the news. It just this year, they caught Jewish organizations and Jewish individuals that were leftist staging attacks on Jews in Israel and in the U.S. to blame the right wing, to blame Trump and Benjamin Netanyahu. That's Jerusalem Post. Major Jewish publications, leftist groups, had to apologize to President Trump earlier this year when the Jewish centers were getting attacked, the bomb threats, the gravestones getting overturned. In his first speech to Congress, he had to say, oh, I'm really concerned about this, because they'd said he was behind it. And then it turned out it was fake, as Trump had said he thought it was. So there is some real Nazis out there. But the media is hyping it up and driving it to create a societal collapse. Look at the headlines we've got out today on some of the live streams. Here they are. Trump to step down. It's not true, but the media is basically beating the drum towards that direction. Fake news. So there's, you know, two can fight at that game. Put out a headline like that with a question mark. It's not fake, but it basically goes in the line of the mainstream media and then discredit the lie. Here's another one. Stock market to crash. Well, the stock market's way up. But if the globalists have their way, the stock market is going to crash. But here's the real headline that we put out today. MSM pushes plan to kill President Trump. And that was, of course, the former deputy head of the CIA and former deputy head of the FBI, Phil Mudd, last week on CNN saying there is a plan to kill him and we're going to kill him, they said. Wow, the arrogance. Just like CNN, USA Today, once ally, CEO abandoned Trump. And then they say here that three people died in the riots in Charlottesville, which it was actually one. The mysterious helicopter situation, though, they don't want to debate that, but they just insert their fake news. Let me translate for you this news headline right here from USA Today. Trump disbands council as CEOs continue to flee. And then they go on to cheerlead. They hope the collapse of the economy. He's having to disband these councils because they're targeting all the CEOs and threatening them to go after them. The globalists are, if they don't disband, and then getting them to one by one resign to make President Trump look weak and then hurt the economy. So there's Trump working around the clock to resuscitate with defibrillators our economy. He's got us back from the dead, thanks to your exuberance and action, listeners. And now, they're just desperately trying to crash the economy as fast as they can. We'll be back with Gary Haven, Owen Schroyer, and more.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey purified water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Today, I'm excited to announce the new limited shipment of DNA Forces finally arrived at the InfoWars warehouse in Austin, Texas. We have thousands of listeners on the waiting list who've signed up for AutoShip to receive out-of-stock products at DNA Force, and we are now once again expected to sell out very, very soon. And when it comes to a formula that is such a game-changer like DNA Force, we never know when we will be able to secure an additional supply of the key ingredients. The secret behind DNA Force is its powerful lineup of patented ingredients like CoQ10, systematic enzymes, NAR lipoic acid, BioPQQ, and many others. BioPQQ alone is backed by an unprecedented 175 clinical studies. And just one batch of this stuff costs us more than $30,000. Visit InfoWarsLife.com and read the reviews for yourself. Over 700 reviews have given DNA Force an unheard of 4.8 out of 5 stars through our third-party certified review agency, Power Review. Take advantage of this new limited shipment and get DNA Force today at InfoWarsLife.com before it sells out again. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
Ladies and gentlemen, thank you so much for joining us on this live worldwide transmission. It is 8:17:17 on this Thursday transmission, and we have got quite a global transmission for you. We have in studio in Austin, Texas, billionaire, patriot, researcher, filmmaker Gary Haven, pilot, investigative journalist who with our team, Joe Biggs and Michael Zimmerman, helped expose the child kidnapping rings in Haiti that were later 6 months confirmed in an Associated Press report. Flew in there just one day after the hurricane. He's going to be riding a shotgun for the next 3-4 hours. We have Owen Schroyer, of course, co-hosting with us as well with breaking news and analysis. There's been another car run over some people in Barcelona, Spain. We hope that's a jihadi event. And our prayers go out to, we hope that's not a jihadi event. We hope that that's not, I mean, we hope nobody's been hurt, period. But obviously we will learn more as this unfolds. We're going to get several people from the president's evangelical prayer council on today. One of them is Romero Pena, who's friends with Gary Haven, to get into what Trump's really like behind the scenes, his true, true relationship with Christ, some pretty amazing testimony that you're going to get exclusively here. And this just happened this way. This was already set up a week ago. Pastor Rodney Howard Brown, who was in Congress a month ago when they told him there's a plan to physically kill the president. First they said physically remove him, but now he's talked to him again. They said, no, kill him. He's been visited by the Secret Service again. But the Secret Service hasn't visited Phil Mudd, former deputy director of the CIA and former director of the FBI, deputy director, saying last week, the deep state is getting ready to kill Trump. So that's really the big news here. They're trying to make Trump stand down. They're trying to make Trump back off. They're trying to make Trump basically step down, threatening his family, you name it. We have that inside intel. So I have the headline out there today, Trump to step down, only if you're hoaxed into submitting to it, or only if he can be broken, which I don't see happening, as long as our prayers and action continue. We also, again, have them trying to push a stock market crash, trying to bully all these CEOs into not bringing jobs back, because that'll kill globalism if the American recovery actually happens. So this is an amazing time to be alive, but we do have mainstream media openly announcing and pushing plans to kill the president just to make everybody think, hey, he's done. If they're on TV saying his whole economic council just collapsed, and they're on TV saying they're going to kill him, he must be on his way out. This is mind control by a very weak, evil, twisted, out-of-control group. So I'm going to walk through key intel on this in this hour, that I'm going to turn it over, even though wild horses can't drag me away, I'm listening every minute, to not the second string, but the real new first string of people like Owen Schroyer, and David Knight's getting back to town today. And of course, Gary Haven coming in and so many others, because it's the great minds out there like them and you, the listeners and viewers, that are going to help us turn this around. So tell us some of your observations, some of your views, and some of what's coming up. Gary Haven and Owen Schroyer back in the ATX.
Hey, Alex, good to see you. I got to tell you, you're not very good at taking a vacation. I watched you jump in yesterday, but I'm glad you're here. We're living in a very interesting time right now. I want to talk today about the process that we've gone through for these Antifa, for the people that want chaos, and what they've accomplished, because it's astounding. And we need to warn your listeners and the American people, the ones that still are capable of thoughts on how to respond to this thing. And so I'm looking forward to talking about that today with some great guests, with you and, of course, with Owen.
Alex, one thing that I'm noticing and that's kind of been on my radar is the line that's being drawn in the media right now, where it's becoming more clear and present every day. Who's real? Who's genuine? Who wants to get down to the truth? Who wants to report the truth? Who wants to know what's actually going on? And who's just going to repeat talking points? Who's just going to virtue signal? Who's going to literally lie on camera? Who's just going to read a teleprompter? The line has been clearly drawn to me now, especially after what happened in Charlottesville. People saying, Trump never condemned, Trump never condemned. Okay, you're fake news. It's gotten really easy.
That's right. And It's biblical. Even if you don't believe in the Bible or history or God, when things get down the line, good and evil become very, very clear. The demarcations become extremely clear. And, you know, it's one of the other big points I was going to get to that's in my notes that Gary just separately just brought up is I have so many clips. I don't even know if we have time to get to these, but I'm going to try after the half hour mark. We have MSNBC promotes Antifa violence and says, it's good, attack people, go out and attack Trump supporters. So, again, first they label you alt-right, then they have a little Nazi rally and attach them to people, and then they attach it to Trump, then they attach it to everybody else and dehumanize us. That's a Nazi tactic. And then CNN promoting this fascist, Antifa, George Soros-funded group. We don't just say George Soros this, George Soros that. That's who's been funding Antifa since I first covered them here in Seattle in 1999. So we're going to be getting to how they're promoting violence and how they're setting the stage for a real civil war in America because they can't win. And they're going around to all the reporters and all the Fox News people. And I mean, I got these calls months ago. People said, well, say who? Well, you know, it's off the record calls and there's a thin veil of the threat, but they're going to take Trump down. And if you don't step aside during it, they're going to take you down. You need to be in this for a long haul, Alex, and be a survivor and be smart. You need to turn Trump loose. Look, you've done a lot. You probably got him elected. People really respect you. But this is the right thing to do, Alex. And so if you don't want something to happen to you and your family, And, you know, things should go a lot better for you in your life. We already see what we can do to you. So don't make this, well, you want to live, don't you? Now, that's basically word for word. I've got about five of those calls from high-level folks. Oh, and by the way, Alex, we can make it even easier for you. So we can either give you a carpet of gold or a carpet of death. You know what? I choose honor. I choose George Washington. I choose ramming speed. I choose total commitment, and I've never been so alive. So, yes, my wife, some of my children may be on vacation right now, but I am not on vacation. I'm working 18 hours a day. I woke up in the middle of the night last night wanting to work because things are so serious. I'm going to skip this network break, the only one today, so that we have time now to get into the main body of what I'm about to cover. We are at a historic crossroads, and the men are being separated from the people that want to serve the establishment. And if you think giving into these bullies now is going to advance you and your family, you're crazy. Just having Trump in for 7 months has turned the economy back on and has panicked the globalists and has put fear into the social engineers. And the damage we've done to them will last a lifetime. There's no reversing our huge gains. So don't let them ever demoralize you. But they've gone to the next level of deception, the next level of fake news. And so the first thing I want to cover right now is a giant hoax. It's the hoax that Jews staged the Charlottesville crisis and that I said actors carried it out. That is a total and complete hoax. That is a total and complete lie. And I've covered this the last few days, but I saw a video clip from my friend Joe Rogan, who I've known 19 years, who will say anytime they call me a racist, that he's never heard me say anything racist, and he knows I'm not. But Joe's a smart guy, but he went off ABC, NBC, CBS, the headlines, saying Alex Jones says Jewish actors carried out Charlottesville. Never said anything like that. I spent an hour covering black people, white people, Hispanics, Jewish people, all leftists, all over the world, dressing up like Nazis, staging events, death-threatening Jewish centers, calling in bomb threats, knocking over Jewish headstones at cemeteries, doing things like this. And I covered real events that were Texas Monthly covered that there had been the FBI setting up fake KKK groups and getting them to go out carrying stuff. The Southern Poverty Law Center set up the southern area in the United States, all sorts of white supremacist groups like Elohim City that was involved in Oklahoma City bombing. So the provocateuring is something that's known. Okay? And Joe properly points out, you know, the government wanted to stage terror attacks of Operation Northwoods to get us into war with Cuba and the Soviet Union, so anything is possible. So he kind of uses a rebuke of me as a way to get real issues out. But what Joe's doing, and I sent him a message this morning, I hope to talk to him today, is he's being hoaxed by mainstream news of the headline, Jones says actors did Charlottesville. Because even if you read the text of what I said, edited together deceptively, I said 18 years ago, I'd gone out and protested KKK and Aryan Nations groups, and later it did come out that there were Southern Poverty Law Center and leftist groups and some folks from Jewish groups that had infiltrated those and were basically part of those and using the promotion of that as a way to get people to believe that the white supremacist threat is much bigger than it is so the Southern Poverty Law Center and ADL could get more funding. Now, that's a real paradigm, something real that's been happening. But what they do is they misrepresent. I believe Charlottesville happened. But notice how they put you on the defensive. They're the liars. They're the fake news. Then your friends pick it up, meaning well, buy into the hoax. Because, I mean, who would write in Newsweek, you know, that Alex Jones says Jewish actors staged Charlottesville? I mean, who would ever, it must be true, right? It'd be like if they said the president died or the president is going to step down. Must be true. Or the stock market's going to crash. Must be true. Or Iraq has WMDs. Must be true. Or Saddam Hussein's bashing little babies' brains out in incubators. Must be true. You saw a little girl testify. That wasn't true. So, but I don't blame Joe because he very nicely covers and says, you know, Alex, I, you know, can't believe he thinks this, but you know, it's basically crazy. Well, no, what's crazy is the media took what I said in a long-form discussion, just like they could take what I just said in the last 5 minutes and edit it to where I'm saying that Easter bunnies or possums carried out the attacks in Charlottesville. Now, were the feds involved, provocateuring the leadership, ordering a stand down? Has that come out? Yes, we have articles and video on Infowars.com. Was there manipulation? Are they using the Antifa funded to come in violent to escalate things? That's admitted. Let's kill their mics for a moment. So we're walking through all of this. We're going over all of this. And this is what I really said. Not what the Austin American Statesman said, not what the New York Times said. But notice they all followed the group funded by George Soros mainly and the Democratic Party and Podesta. And that's Media Matters run by David Brock, that is an admitted Democratic Party propaganda arm that's been given hundreds of millions of dollars to put out this info. So they put out the talking point of edited talking points, but at least admit I was saying 18 years ago, some Jews dressed up as Nazis. And then they project that onto something modern and new. And so instead of getting mad at fake news, we just adopt it. And then I respond and say, I'm not racist, to their fake announcements. When I was a few days ago showing Reuters, Associated Press, and other publications with Jewish individuals who are leftist caught staging attacks on Jews to blame Trump. Remember the headline? Trump says false flag being carried out by leftist Jews. And then it turned out he was right. And Trump was given an apology, not by those publications, but by American Jewish organizations. So this is leftists terrorizing Jews to keep them under control, funded by a Nazi collaborator, George Soros. He's the Nazi. He collaborated with the Nazis. He wants to overthrow Israel, not me. We're going to go back to our guest host in a moment, but let's play the Joe Rogan piece right now, and I'll come back and go over a few more of the points.
The need for everything to be conspiracy is a real problem. It's a real problem for a lot of people. The need to know that they're right about things is a real problem. You know, the not admitting that you don't really know part is a problem, because until I'm absolutely certain that what you're saying, like, I have to know when I'm talking to you. If you say, I'm absolutely 100% positive that if I light this paper on fire, it'll burn. 100%. If this is regular paper and I have a regular fire, I'm 100% positive. I have to hear you say that. I have to know that that's how you really are operating. So if you're telling me it's 100% that Kennedy's driver shot him, dude, it's 100%. You watch the video, it's 100% Kennedy's driver shot him. Or any kind of crazy conspiracy like that. As soon as you say you know for sure, it's like, God damn, man. You know for sure that it wasn't a plane that hit the Pentagon. You know for sure? How do you know for sure?
Right. I agree with you completely.
You can know for sure.
And if everyone agrees, like, I always get freaked out when, like, everybody agrees on everything. I feel like I'm in a cult.
Yeah, it gets super culty.
Yeah.
On both sides. As being a skeptical person, like, there's a lot of people that are skeptics that they'll look at things even like Operation Northwoods, and they'll be like, well, that's just, no big deal. Like, they were planning on killing Americans. They were going to arm Cuban friendlies and have them attack Guantanamo Bay. They were trying to get us to go to war with Cuba, and they were going to manipulate us. They were going to blow up a drone jetliner and blame it on Cuba so we'd be outraged. We want to go over and kick Cuba's ass. It would cost, who knows, countless thousands of American lives, for sure. Because, you know, you're talking about 1961 or 2 or whatever it was when Kennedy vetoed this. Signed by the Joint Chiefs of Staff. They were really going to do this. Like, anybody who doesn't look at that and get disturbed, this is from the Freedom of Information Act. That's not a conspiracy. The problem with the really wacky conspiracies, like, you know, Kennedy's driver shot him, or, you know, the go as deep as you want.
Yeah.
The really wacky ones distract from the real ones.
They mask it. It makes it so nothing means anything.
You know, like, Alex Jones was saying something fucking crazy today. Like, there's Jewish actors pretending to be Nazis in Charlottesville. Like, these guys had tattoos of swastikas on their chest. That's not a fucking, it's not a Jewish person, because you're not supposed to get tattooed.
Right, exactly.
It's not a fucking actor. Once you tattoo a swastika on your chest, that you're not acting anymore, right?
You committed to a team.
Jesus Christ.
Like, that's like one of the biggest steps I can possibly think of as a human being.
Yeah.
Is to go to a tattoo parlor and be like, give me the fucking craziest one.
So the social engineers have a problem. This year, they caught leftist Jewish individuals staging attacks on Jewish centers, on cemeteries, hundreds and hundreds of death threats, attacks on dormitories, poop swastikas. It's been rough. At first, they said that Trump was behind it all. He even responded to it in his first address to Congress. And it turned out Trump was right. It was coming from leftists trying to frame him. So we know there's a lot of government groups, ADL, Southern Poverty Law Center, and FBI, that infiltrate and wind up, that is, provocateur, real Nazi groups. But I believe Charlottesville happened. I believe Nazi groups are real in many cases, and I've decried them. But the media has a problem. MSM has been so discredited with the babies and incubators in Iraq and the WMDs and Operation Northwoods and the rest of it, they've got to engage in deeper fake news. So what they've said in the last 4 days is that I said Charlottesville didn't happen. It was all actors. I better watch out. They'll edit that together and put that out as quotes. Seriously, that's how bad they are. They're saying, basically, I said Charlottesville didn't happen. It was all Jewish actors. I did not say that. There have been many cases of folks of every religious background group that are leftist, including Jews, that have been caught infiltrating and even running white supremacist groups and KKK groups and provocateuring them. I mean, that's just a fact. Breitbart's probably written 200 articles on it the last couple of years. We've written countless articles, Texas Monthly, the New York Times. But my good friend, Joe Rogan, I don't blame him. He got hoaxed into it because it was in ABC News, NBC News, Newsweek. Alex Jones says that it was actors in Charlottesville posing as Nazis, and Charlottesville basically didn't happen. I didn't say that. You actually read what the Southern Poverty Law Center and what the ADL and what the folks over at Media Matters, funded by George Soros, said, is they actually said, Jones said 20 years ago and 18 years ago, he would go out and see folks. And they took it out of context. And I said, didn't even, you know, quote, look like an Aryan, look like, you know, Seinfeld or something, dressed up as Nazis. And then it would come out later that indeed it was leftist posing. So that's what was said. And people know that I don't support George Soros. That's a Nazi collaborator that funds Media Matters and these very groups that try to imply I'm somehow a Nazi. But that's why they've got to call everybody a Nazi but themselves, because that's who they are. And then they hope that even smart people like Joe Rogan, one of the smartest guys I know, is busy, got family, got a busy life, got an incredibly popular show. And he just sees headlines that I'm saying Charlottesville was all actors. And then for the rest of my life, I'll be hearing, you said Charlottesville didn't exist because media lied about it. That's the media's problem. My listeners know the truth. They understand what's really going on, and they're aware of the facts. But if you want to look at Southern Poverty Law Center and other groups actually running Elohim City that carried out the Oklahoma City bombing attack, that's been in major newspapers. That's come out in lawsuits. That's in Freedom Information Act requests from then Deputy Attorney General at the time, Eric Holder. I mean, this is the truth. Most of these events are provocateured, wound up, mentally ill people they're using to do it. But something like Operation Northwoods, that is a purely synthetic event. Where they were going to completely stage the terror attacks to bring us to war. But as Joe said, that got vetoed. But I've had media say, I'm a conspiracy theorist about that. The reality is, you can't deny that we've got the CNN and MSNBC clips we're going to play today that are up on Infowars.com, where they are openly talking about how they need more violence against Trump supporters and period, because we've got to be intimidated and bullied into submission. So first Hillary calls us the alt-right. She defines reality. Then she brings in, through the provocateur groups, all these other organizations with the Antifa to come in and attack everybody. It blows up, and then they claim it's our fault. This is how they're trying to undermine our open and free society. It's a fact. They're calling for the president to be killed on CNN. Why is that not bigger news when the former deputy director of the CIA, Phil Mudd, calls for his death? And high-level members of Congress are saying they're shopping the idea of killing the president. That's the atmosphere we're in right now. That's the counter coup by the globalists trying to take back the free and open election we had, federalize the elections, have new elections, and have the Democratic Party be made the single one party of the future. They have announced this in their main publications. This is really happening. But instead of saying I'm right, straw men are created of things I've never said, editing together what I've said to deceive people. I'm not the person they've strawmanned. I'm the person who I am that you watch and you listen. And I'm honored to be here at the center of the debate because I'm hitting the barbed wire every day because it's the right thing to do to expose these globalists. Gary Haven in studio in Austin, Texas. Owen Schroyer, I want to get your breakdown, man.
Well, I'm not surprised the media is gaslighting Trump all day long, and they're gaslighting you all day long. They want to poke you. They want to intimidate you. They want to try to stop you from covering real news, just like they want to stop Trump from his agenda.
Yeah, and when we get back from the break, I want to show some of the evidence that there are actors that are participating in this event. So part of what you they claimed you said is actually factual.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
You deserve a deep, restful sleep with Knockout by InfoWars Life. Our organic formula is made from high-quality natural ingredients such as valerian root extract, L-tryptophan, lemon balm leaf extract, and melatonin. Knockout packs a powerful punch to get you through the night and achieve proper sleep. Millions of people around the world experience daytime drowsiness, but with the rapid speed of life, we need to be able to keep up the pace. Our natural mixture harnesses the power of 10 known ingredients to let your body relax and get the sleep you need. Wake up refreshed and take on the day. InfoWars Life wants to bring you a sleep support formula that goes above and beyond other leading brands at an affordable price. Get the sleep you deserve and experience the power of Knockout. Head on over to InfoWarsLife.com and say goodbye to fatigue. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide. It's Alex Jones.
You know what's amazing? MSM is actually pushing the hoax that Jews posing as actors staged the Charlottesville attack that killed one lady, two officers, state troopers died in a mysterious helicopter accident, and they're acting like it's the end of the world, the end of our economy, the end of Trump, the end of everything, like 5 billion people died. Like America is now Hitler, because a bunch of Antifa scum were marched in to be violent, and a bunch of globalists managing and manipulating agitprop confused white nationalists clashed. The leftist attacked them. That's not endorsing the white nationalists to say the leftists attacked them. It's endorsing reality and simply reporting on it. And then President Trump comes out and covers it properly and talks about how it's being used for division and says, come together. And they say, once allies, CEOs abandon Trump. They say it's the end of the economy. Everyone's turning against him. And they have no proof, no one to quote, no facts in USA Today. More fake news. Might as well say Trump was assassinated. Might as well say Trump is going to step down tomorrow. Might as well say the Easter Bunny's real. But I'll tell you what's real. They're trying to crash our stock market because they know it's economic results that of the free market that trump their globalism, pun intended. And they know that mainstream media is openly promoting and normalizing the idea of a violent, bloody coup against President Trump and his supporters. We are in wild, wild territory right now. Incredible territory. Now, we're going back to Gary Haven and, of course, Owen Schroyer in a moment to talk about this. But first off, a lot of people say, man, Alex, what's it like to have Newsweek run the hoax headline that you say Jewish actors staged Charlottesville? What's that like? Well, it's like when I said Hillary's responsible for the murder of hundreds of thousands of people, including children, and she personally is responsible. They edited that together with other comments to say that I said she killed people under a pizza place. It's not my fault Fox News edited that together. It's not my fault. That's their fault. They're scum. That's why they're fake news. That was Megyn Kelly. Just like they're saying that Trump never repudiated on Saturday, never repudiated on Sunday, never repudiated it on Tuesday. He repudiated it perfectly, beautifully, with love and unity and truth and exposing the whole thing. And they just keep saying he never repudiated it, just like he repudiated David Duke in the 90s and in the 2000s and in 2014 and in 2015 and in 2016. And finally, in 2016, he repudiated him so many times. One day, it was on a weekend, they said repudiate him. He didn't repudiate. And they went, oh, my God, you didn't show him repudiating. You must support him. So they repudiated it dozens more times. One time, three, four times in one press conference. And a couple minutes after he repudiated it, they said, you've never repudiated. He said, you're crazy. You're fake news. First time he said that. I just repudiated it again. But see, they're editing it. They're taking the live press conference and editing it to keep asking the question, why won't you repudiate? Why won't you repudiate? And at a certain point, I'm watching a Nazi collaborator. Like George Soros, a literal Nazi collaborator who's overthrown over 100 countries, funded the Arab Spring, funded radical Islam to take over, a scourge to Muslims, Christians, Jews, you name it, literally declared an enemy of the state of Israel. Literally, that's Reuters, declared an enemy of the state in Eastern Europe, and groups he funds edit stuff together. But I'll give it to Media Matters and David Brock. At least they took my real quotes and kind of cut them down, where I said I'd been to KKK events I protested and to Aryan Nations events I protested. Those videos are public online, and said, you're big fat federal agents. Look at you. You're Hispanic. What are you doing in a KKK outfit? Look at you. You don't look like, you're, and people say, well, what's a Jew look like? Well, they can look like, anybody. There's black Jews, white Jews, Asian Jews, whatever. Anybody can convert, but a classic, Ashkenazi Russian Jew features, like you have an encyclopedia. People have features. It's okay to point out people's features. Like some Scandinavians are 6.5 feet tall. The point is it came out that they were indeed leftist from the Southern Poverty Law Center and other groups in those Nazi groups that I protested. It turned out specifically I was right. We've been showing news articles the whole time, but they don't show you the news articles. They edit together 2-3 words here, 4-5 words there, put them together, and then put that out. But I don't care. It doesn't hurt me. I on purpose said all that Sunday, knowing they would do that, knowing it would be all over the newspapers, so that then the listeners would end up hearing the truth about the leftists that are staging events. But they didn't fully stage Charlottesville. They came in and provocateured it. They do have these crisis actors, which they hire for these drills, which then get hired as well on to be leaders of the Antifa. My second police state film shows them being trained on the news as actors, as role players, so it's not illegal. They tell them, oh, we're training you to be actors for a zombie scene, or we're training you to be actors for a riot scene in a movie, wink, wink, because it's illegal to do that otherwise. And then they go out and they attack Seattle and make the good protesters look bad. I have it all on video in a 2-hour film. It's free. The amount of evidence we have, and there's Mexicans and Germans and Jewish groups and Chinese people, everybody that are leftists going and posing and being part of this destabilization. But the media takes the one part about leftist Jews being caught staging events, which is Reuters, which is Washington Post, which is Associated Press, and they misrepresent what I said to say it was Charlottesville to then cause the crisis. The truth is, one of the organizers does have connections to the FBI and CIA. So does the mayor. And I've had former high-level CIA on, Dr. Steve Pachinik, blowing the whistle. He can't give me classified info, but he basically said they are from his sources. Just like he's given us intel on air before that ends up coming out. Later, he can't give us the classified stuff. He's got all the connections, but he can give you a basic approximation because he used to run regime change teams, overthrow governments himself. And people go, well, then he must be bad. No, he's working for America to expose it right now and telling you they're trying to implode the economy to stop Trump and to stop you. The stakes have never been higher. Now, Gary Haber's going to be hosting the rest of the transmission. I'm just coming on to get all this covered here today. I've got the left doing fake crying. I've got them calling for violence. I've got it all. But before we go to Gary and Owen Schroyer, we're chomping at the bit right now. We have some of the biggest, no, these are the biggest sales we've ever had. They're going to have to end Sunday. I said for the rest of the month, but we're going to have some new specials because we're selling out a bunch of stuff. I could bring back some of last month's John Oliver specials, making fun of him, him demonizing us. But a lot of that stuff came back in. So I brought those specials back along with the 1776 specials combined. That's called the BuzzFeed specials, where they tested our products, found out they were the cleanest, best, lowest priced out there. It was just incredible how their actual report blew up in their face in ways they couldn't even understand. So to celebrate how the enemy's attacks are turned against them by the good Lord, we have Brain Force, our amazing nootropics, 1776, 55% off. We have X2, the good halogen, 1776, 55% off. Oil of oregano, 1776. Biotrue selenium, 1776. 66% off on colloidal silver. That's going to have to stop very soon. That is about to sell out at $9.95. We have the amazing bone broth formula with the turmeric, the chaga mushroom, the bee pollen, and the concentrated chicken bones, bone broth, concentrated, just amazing what it does for stamina, energy, bones, collagen. It really is the superfood. That's been sold out for months and months. That's back in stock in strawberry and chocolate flavor. InfoWarsLife.com, InfoWarsStore.com, a lot of other specials. You get 10% off when you sign up for auto ship for stuff like coffee and supplements you're going to want to reorder. Do it every 30 days, every 60 days, every 90 days. Cancel for free anytime. Additional 10% off on auto ship. Whatever you do, commit to funding the operation because it is a one-of-a-kind operation. InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139. But we are tirelessly, fearlessly in the face of the enemy. And we have so much coming up today with the pastor that was told they're planning to kill Trump by Congress. He got visited by the Secret Service. He went back. They confirmed, no, it's physical. They're planning to kill him. Pastor is going to be joining us, Rodney Howard Brown. And also we're going to have the senior pastor of Trump's prayer group also join us as friends with Gary Haven to talk about the inside scoop in real private meetings that he's going to just tell you now. Let me know if he has authorization to do this, but it's happening, about Trump's real relationship with Christ. Powerful information. This is a fight between good and evil. But Gary Haven, again, author, filmmaker, researcher, rescue pilot, you name it, with Owen Schroyer, you've heard the breakdown. You've seen the layout here. You said, going to break. Hey, Alex, it's true you didn't say Jewish actors staged Charlottesville, but we do have crisis actors clearly confirmed now. We've done videos on this from other events around the country, confirmed as actors. They're part of the event. So, Gary Haven, let's talk about that.
Yeah, thank you, Alex. We need to really kind of break this down so that the American people can see the truth, because you're certainly not getting that from the emotional and frenzied media that's out there. There's a lot of evidence that this was designed, that this chaos was designed. And I tell you what, it's been amazingly effective. I've been astounded as I've watched this this unfold. But we know that there were crisis actors involved in this thing. In Zero Hedge, for example, here's an article today. Now, the discovery of Craigslist ad posted last Monday almost a full week before the Charlottesville protests, is raising new questions over whether paid protesters were sourced by Los Angeles-based public relations firms specializing in innovative events to serve as agitators in counter-protests. And your listeners can go to the website of this company. It's called crowdsondemand.com. And they're going to find that they were hiring people, paying them $25 an hour, to agitate. And so here's the evidence, and this isn't unusual. This is usually available between all of the events.
By the way, guys, click on talent. Click on talent. You can see photos of these people. And then our reporters days ago, I know I saw this Monday when I left. Well, we're actually syncing up photos. Millie Weaver and Gavin had already shown this to me. Gavin Wentz. We're showing people from other events with the actors. It's them. They're there.
Yeah, so you know, your part about actors, which I think they took and they stretched into this old information that was inaccurate. Well, the part about the actors is valid, and I think it's important. It helps us to understand that there are people that are actually planning these events. There were about 1,000 protesters, and only about 100 were white supremacists, and the other 100 were the Antifa and the Black Lives Matter. So couple hundred people, many of whom were paid actors, had a script to play that has led into this thing. And if you look at Trump's words that he said when he first condemned it, which really began this firestorm, this is pretty lame. We condemn the firestorm over this is pretty late. I think his words were very, very accurate. We condemn in the strongest possible terms this egregious display of hatred, bigotry, and violence on many sides. And the term "on many sides" is what the left or what the people that are motivated to benefit from this chaos they've created have hung on to. It's amazing. You watch the late night news and the people that are attacking Trump over, you know, those words. You know, I have a really good friend who's a former state delegate in Virginia. And I spent some time with him on the phone last night. He's a never-Trumper. And he's articulate, bright. And I listened to his side of the argument. And it's amazing the emotion that people are having over Trump's statement and the fact that he said on many sides. And you know, when people start feeling, they stop thinking. And across the spectrum, you have just absolute frenzy going on right now. So what is the goal here? And the goal is that you create order out of chaos. You acquire power by creating chaos. And I'm afraid that this movement to create these events, you know, that summer of rage, it was kind of late in coming. Boy, they have hit a home run now. We are in for some real problems in this country. And so it's so important, Alex, that people like you and me are able to talk some reasoning into what's happened here so that the vast majority of American people who don't want violence, who stand against racism, you know, and as a Christian, you know, I'm commanded to love people and to tell the truth. And when you look at the violence that's being perpetrated and the myth and the attacks on the president and on anybody who defends the president, and that's another thing they've accomplished. They've been able to take, you know, the term white supremacist and convert it to white nationalist, and then inclusively anybody that's a Trump supporter becomes a white supremacist. Anybody that's
wants the borders is. That's control. What this is. Not only were there actors there, and that's what I said, is they ship in a bunch of actors. They do this at every event. I've been there. I've covered it from Seattle to Austin. There it is in the news. There it is, mainstream media. There they are advertising. There's the photos of the actors. And I go, it's crazy. Sometimes there's even people that are clearly Jewish, and it comes out they're Jewish later, 18 years ago, at the events in the Southern Poverty Law Center, running Elohim City, the big white supremacist compound in Oklahoma. And again, they then distort that. But think about this. We know it's synthetic. Are there some real white supremacists there? Are there some real, Antifa there? Absolutely. But the orchestration, the police stand down, and the media hype, like this is the end of the world, and it's just so incredible, and America is so racist, and America is so bad. When gays are being thrown off buildings every day in the Middle East, and women are slaves by the, you know, 500 million of them, that's okay. But oh my gosh, Trump said many sides. You had Antifa show up beating people with clubs and throwing balloons full of feces at people and talking about trying to inject folks with HIV blood. And they're basically devil worshipers. Have you ever gone to an Antifa event? They got devil tattoos. They're screaming they love Satan. They're just running around literally saying, "Hail Satan." They have like green skin. They never get out in the sun. These are soulless, evil minions with a few actors controlling them, and they're bullying everyone on CNN and MSNBC saying, "We're allowed to be violent. We're going to hit you in the head with a bike lock. It's good because you're a Nazi." And that's the alchemy. First you get a few Nazis, then you call them white nationalists, then you connect them to anybody that's a Trump supporter, and then by extension, Michael Moore and Potok of Southern Poverty Slime Center go on MSNBC and say, quote, "He's a white supremacist. He supports Nazis," when they're the ones funded by an admitted Nazi collaborator. And Arnold Schwarzenegger gave $100,000 to some nebulous group we've never heard of, probably not even true, because of the hate. When his dad was a Nazi, he said he loved Hitler to Rolling Stone, and the guy's an anti-American pig, but it doesn't matter. The Southern Poverty Law Center gives him awards when he wears SS officer belt buckles on TV shows just 6 months ago. He reportedly, people I know him, wears Nazi uniforms on holidays, SS uniforms in his house. And that's even been in the news. Literal Nazis are okay, but we fight Nazis, so we're bad. We'll be right back with Gary Haven. We'll get Owen Schroyer's take on this. But I'm going to introduce Pastor coming up here, Rodney Howard Brown, because here's the big news. They got you going with all this faux outrage, all this made-up stuff. They're getting ready on the news saying, "We're going to kill the president. We're moving to kill him. We're CIA. We're FBI. Why are they doing that? They want to normalize it when they blow his head off, that it was completely normal. And they want to normalize it to their hit teams that they must really be powerful if they can say it in public.
You want to save money in a place that gives you growth, control, and certainty without stock market risk or tax risk, and you want guarantees, and you want it all tax-free. That's a tall order. But you can get all of that with properly designed participating whole life insurance. Most people think life insurance pays after you're dead. That's true. But you can have tax-free access to use your life insurance while you're alive. Get the free book to find out how. Call 702-660-7000.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original, most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
KD Armor has been on a mission to manufacture the most comfortable body armor on the market, and we've succeeded. With the release of our CQB technology, we now offer the most comfortable, concealable rifle threat body armor available. Things may look good now, but what if you need added protection? Get your very own concealable rifle threat armor today at KDArmor.com. And for a limited time, get all plates at wholesale pricing only at CATIArmor.com.
If you had purchased $100 of Bitcoin in 2010, today you'd have $2,600,000. While that sinks in, you now have a huge cryptocurrency opportunity at below market price at a guaranteed 10 cents per coin. Procoin, a coin publicly traded on the open market, easily converted to cash, available in 60 countries, and Procoin is the only cryptocurrency offering coin-back rewards for consumers and merchants. Take action by August 31st at ProCoinCurrency.net. That's ProCoinCurrency.net. Deadline for 10 cent guarantee is August 31st.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise at gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise at gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
just astounding. I want to go to Owen Schroyer and Gary Haven, who are about to take over the full transmission today, because I get so much knowledge. I'm not bragging. It's actually like torture. That I remember the crisis actor companies in New York, in D.C., in L.A., in Seattle, in Minnesota's got a big one. And that I've seen the same people around the country that have physically attacked me and others for over a decade. And these are all washed up wannabe actors who also happen to be communists. And then they know you're not supposed to say you're a communist, so they call themselves Antifa. They're openly funded by George Soros. They're on CNN, MSNBC saying we're going to be violent. CNN says, yes, go out, attack any Trump supporter. They want civil war. And then there are websites advertising, hey, we have crisis actors ready to go. And I just mentioned this on Sunday and mentioned a smattering of examples from over the years. And the media just misrepresented it. But then I totally missed the point of going in. Millie Weaver and Gavin, too, they had all this stuff on Sunday. We're going to post it. Maybe they did. But it's like we already know this, so we just kind of just say it to everybody. Even though we have the total bombshell proof, and then it's a billionaire CEO, cool cat, you know, rescue pilot. I'm not kissing his butt, but he's an amazing guy. Coming and going, hey, let's settle down. Here's the crisis actors. Alex, hold on. Alex, you're actually right. But see, they just had the Jewish part in there to try to discredit us. So Owen Schroyer, Gary Haven, this segment and the next where the pastor joins us, how huge is this? We need to make a big deal out of this that they did bring actors, which, again, I just go with my spirit, my gut. I just tell the truth and then don't worry about it. And then the enemy's own attacks always turn against them because now they've attacked so big saying I'm lying about actors, but then they're admitting they had actors. This is another victory. Gary Haven.
Well, Alex, I think there's plenty of evidence here that that they've brought in actors and that they continue to do that on all these events. You know, the design here is to create chaos. And right now, you know, you had 100 neo-Nazi white supremacists and 100 Antifa. And this story now is dominated the media all week. It's put the president in a horrible position. You know, I thought one of the most astounding things I've ever seen was the press event that Donald Trump held the other day for infrastructure. We're going to show a clip of that in a moment. Here's the sitting president of the United States and a group of reporters having a verbal battle. I can't remember in my entire life ever that disrespect, that level of disrespect. And Trump went on the attack, and it was extraordinary to watch. So
we'll play the next segment because we're about to go to break, but let me raise this then. Again, even Zero Hedge's headline isn't strong enough, and ours isn't. It isn't, why was this group hiring $25 an hour people a few weeks ago for the event? They say, we will send anti-protesters to cause crises. They were using the words, we need to go back to that website we showed, where they said, basically, we will stir up an event. We will cause a crisis. I forget the exact word they were using. They admit to going and basically causing the riot right there. This, and again, as patriots, we all just know this. So we don't even make a big deal out of this, Gary. Owen?
Well, let's remember, too, that you had Project Veritas release videos, Aaron Black admitting that he caused violence at the Chicago Trump rally. You have Bob Kramer saying he talks to Hillary Clinton about street agitation. You had Scott Fovall talking about he looks for mentally ill people on the street to go out and do these things. So the amazing thing to me about all this coverage saying that you're insane for insinuating there's actors, well, how is that insane? That's been going on for years. This is a tactic as old as Nazis. I mean, Hitler burned his own Reichstag.
I agree. And here's what's crazy. You guys showed the one spot on their site earlier. I want to find that again, where it actually says, we'll go agitate, we'll stir it up, we'll destabilize. It actually says, we'll send in our actors for agiprop. Oh, it was to agitate. They actually say in there, I mean, this is sensational.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.